Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A staff member at Lincoln Hill School at Irma was hospitalized Wednesday after a reported assault. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Department reports the alleged assault happened Wednesday. The staff member was taken to medical aid by ambulance. The extent of injuries to the staff person is unknown. The investigation is said to be open, but the names of the student or staff members are not being released right now. Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake facilities for young men and young women, respectively, have been under a years-long investigation by federal and state authorities. After assaults were reported at the facilities, several state administrative changes have also taken place. A Northwoods legislator says the North was dealt out of a decision to merge the two-year state colleges and UW Extension into the state's four-year campuses. UW System President Ray Cross announced the changes Wednesday. State Senator Janet Buley, whose district includes parts of Vilas, Iron, and Price counties, says any discussion with local officials was simply ignored. She says the needs of the North take a step back to southern Wisconsin needs here.
What we have been given is the end product, without having any input into how this should be and if even this is the right solution.
Buley says the UW-Barron campus will merge with UW-Eau Claire, leaving an adjoining technical college on its own. UW-Marathon County and UW-Wood County will be under the wing of UW-Stevens Point.
We now have just the finished product presented to us without the participation of the people of the North, and without their very valued perspective on what it means to deliver education.
Buley says cuts like these will be in play for a while to help offset the cost of Foxconn deal in southern Wisconsin. UW-Madison would oversee the UW Extension's cooperative education services. Wisconsin Public Television and Radio would be brought under UW System Administration, as would the Business and Entrepreneurship Division, Continuing Education, Outreach, and UW Flexible Option Programs. Cross's plan goes to the November Board of Regents meeting, and if approved, would be implemented in 2018. The Rhinelander City Council heard a generally positive financial review this week, with one large exception. Amanda Mboga from accounting firm Baker Tilly said the city has fit into generally accepted levels of financial practices. She said the stormwater account needed attention, but another account was a concern.
I think in summary, the city has either met the benchmarks presented for the most part, or if not met, then there's a very specific reason as to why that was. The biggest things to watch probably would be the fund balance in the general fund, and again, golf course being very sort of intertwined with that.
Councilmember Alex Young said there had been differing ideas regarding the golf course debt to the city, but the audit cleared up much about what the course owes the city.
And there was some discussion about what the debt owed to the general fund was, and there were some ideas that maybe it was under $1 million and it was somewhere in the $800,000 range. In the audit report, it discusses that specifically, and as of December 31, 2016, it was $1,176,522 that it owed on a cash basis to the general fund.
The Golf Course Advisory Committee is meeting November 7th to hear recommendations from a consulting firm concerning what direction the city should take regarding the Northwood Golf Course. And as the final numbers are being counted, this year's Walk to End Alzheimer's in Rhinelander was a large success. Held annually in more than 600 communities nationwide, the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's is the world's largest event to raise awareness and funds for Alzheimer's care, support, and research. Based in Rhinelander, Alzheimer's Association Outreach Specialist Julie St. Pierre said the walk last month proved to be what they wanted.
Well, we had our walk here in Rhinelander on Saturday, September 23rd, and we had over 368 walkers this year and 44 teams register, so we had a big event this year. The house was packed. We raised just about $68,000 this year, which was pretty incredible. That was also up from the previous year. So we're pretty optimistic about the walk and how it's all going to, once the numbers are finally crunched, how things are going to look for us. It looks very positive.
St. Pierre says the funds raised are mainly used to support programs and services in the Northwoods. There's a free nationwide 24/7 helpline at 800-272-3900 offering information and referrals, or you can contact Julie St. Pierre for more information locally at 715-362-7779. The weather forecast for tonight: chance of drizzle, cloudy, low 51. Friday, chance of morning drizzle, then rain after 10 a.m., cloudy, high near 60. Friday night, partly cloudy, low 38. Saturday, 40% chance of afternoon showers, otherwise partly sunny, high near 57. Rain Saturday night, then Sunday, cloudy, high near 50. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.